So yeah, as I said yesterday, I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe today, and we've got sold out shows here in big rooms, and it's a success, right? It's a success. It's good to mark success, because life and art is a series of almost maybes, almost getting that break. You know, almost getting a break with a sitcom, almost getting my first novel in with two of the biggest agents in the country, and then they both pass on the same day. Almost, almost. But you know what? I've learned to love the almost. Because when I've won stuff or got nominated for stuff or sold out big rooms, my immediate instinct is to take a little break. I can take a little break now. Take my foot off the pedal. Have a Biscoff ice cream. Have you tried Biscoff ice cream? The lollies? Fucking incredible. Oh my God. Fuck. I'd go far as to say life-changing. Because that's it, isn't it? Life is so hard sometimes, you know? Nothing happening, no audience coming to shows years ago, and then you get a little bit of success and you relax suddenly. You think, Biscoff ice cream tastes good. Doing nothing is fun. Watching snooker is the best thing you can do. But the almost keeps you hungry, doesn't it? The almost makes you want to come back for more and think, oh, that was so close. Next year will be the success. Next novel will be the bestseller. Next show will be a sellout. Because we often wrongly assume that almost making it is a failure, when actually it's a huge success. You know, I mean, you could have been doing nothing. Remember the sprinter from Great Britain in the 100 metres final at the Olympics? You may not have seen this, but we in Great Britain saw it. It was Zarnell Hughes in the 100 metres final. He was disqualified for going off too early, before the bang. And this seems harsh. Seems very harsh to me, by the way, 100 metres final. Usually eight people of colour and the officer in charge has a gun. You're going to get twitchy. Anyway, he was philosophical afterwards and said, if I'd run that race, I would have definitely got a medal. Complete bollocks, obviously. Palpably not true. It's not definite, is it? But the fact that Zarnell believes it is true, it's all the motivation he needs. If he'd run the race, he would have probably come like fourth, which would have told him wrongly he wasn't good enough. Or he would have come first, and then he would have been straight on the Biscoff ice creams with his feet up, watching the snooker. It's the almost that is the success, as only the almost becomes the maybe. So what's my advice, people? What's my advice? Well, here it is. Don't get the chord wrong. There it is. What's my advice, people? Well, follow my career, I guess, in comedy, and never quite get where you want to be. Because then, like me, you'll be hungry until you're 100. And then when you're 100, the big Hollywood agent will come to you and they'll say, oh, Nathan, you know that film script, that TV show, that Netflix special, those novels? They're all going to be put out on a multi-million pound deal. Isn't that incredible, Nathan? What do you think of that? Nathan? Nathan? I'm not dead, of course. I'm just closing my eyes. And daydreaming about the Biscoff ice cream. And finally, not having to do anything ever again. Finally, I can rest. Do nothing. Eat ice cream and rest. Completely rest. Completely rest. Rest on my laurels. Nathan? Nathan? He really is resting.